Grab your Bible. It's time for Reading the Word with Justin Reed, the minister at the Arlington Church of Christ on Faulkner Springs Road. Now, here's Justin.
If you would, go to Matthew chapter 13. I want us to draw some thoughts there in the time allotted to us. Matthew chapter 13. This is an interesting section of Scripture. And in Matthew chapter 13, at least according to Brother George Dehoff in his fifth commentary, which is his New Testament version, he calls Matthew chapter 13 the seven parables of the kingdom. A parable is an earthly story with a heavenly meaning, or at least that's the textbook definition that you and I use when we study about it. And Jesus Christ would tell a parable, and then he would, as he was telling this parable, it would have a heavenly connection. He would tell one thing, and then it would mean something else. Really, in Greek, the word is parabole. Para, meaning double, it literally means a laying beside of. So it's like you're planting one row of crops, but you're really planting two rows of crops there in Matthew chapter 13 is where we see the beginning of the parables. Now what's unique, I want us to look at what's called the parable of the sower, parable of the soils, parable of the grounds. I usually go with sower, but any of them will work. It is unique in a couple of aspects. Number one, it is parable number one, the first parable that Jesus Christ gives. It's also the only parable that Jesus Christ explains. He doesn't explain any of the other parables, but if you can understand how Christ takes thoughts from the parable and makes the application, then you can understand every other parable that Christ gives. I want us to read through this parable, at least the giving of the parable itself, and I want us to really get to the heart of the matter. And that's what I've titled our lesson tonight, the heart of the matter. Matthew chapter 13, the Bible says, the same day Jesus left the house he was in, and he sat by the seaside, and great multitudes were gathered together unto him. And so he had to go out on the sea, and he sat down in a ship. That was customary, as we pause our reading, that teachers, especially in Bible times, they would sit while the audience would stand around them. Kind of the opposite of the way that we do it today. But those teachers, they would sit. It's often been discussed, why would Christ go out on a boat? You know, sound waves travel best through water. Far better than do through air. And so as he's speaking right on top of the water, that sound is just amplified. It's almost like he has a built-in PA system thousands of years before they were introduced. And so he's out in a boat, and the whole multitude is there standing on the shore. And he began to speak many things. That's why there's seven in this chapter. Many things unto them in parables, saying, behold, a sower went forth to sow. He sets it up right here. He is talking to people who, by application and by occupation, they would have been farmers. Some of them may have been sheep farmers. Some of them may have been crop farmers only, or there may have been a mix. But when Christ talks about, behold, the sower went forth to sow, he's talking about stuff his entire audience would understand. And I don't know if this is true or not, but when I read through, especially the gospel accounts, I try to put myself there, as if I am one of those on the multitude on the seashore. And as Christ says, behold, a sower went forth to sow, I can almost see my Savior gesture with his hand. There may have been a sower in the background on a field. And so he says, behold, a sower went forth to sow. How did they sow? You know, there was no John Deere tractor when they went forth to plant. There was no instruments like that. They literally would take a sack and would have it over their shoulder with their arm around it. They would take a handful of seed and they would literally sow. They would throw it out. That's where we get the idea of broadcasting. Broadcasting is one to many, right? In the radio booth, it's just me there. But I'm talking to many people. Well, the sower is one person scattering many seeds. So he says, behold, a sower went forth to sow. And when he sowed, notice, it's going to be the same seed. It's going to fall on four different grounds, but it's the same seed. Number one, some seeds fell by the wayside. What is the wayside? This would be what was out of the field. You know, if you're just throwing it, you have no control over where that seed lands. This might have even been property that wasn't his. Right now, corn is up pretty high. you can still see this example happen, because you'll see people, and you know, with GPS and everything, they can get a perfectly straight corn roll. But every now and then, they'll actually implant some on the other side of the fence. You ever notice that? That's kind of seed that was on the wayside. He didn't mean to plant it. It's just there. So he has some that fell by the wayside. It could have even fallen on the path, the mashed down part of dirt. I think about my grandfather's tool shed. That dirt, you could not break up with a shovel from 60 years of standing on it. It is just so hard, nothing will penetrate. You put a seed on that, will not grow. So some fell by the wayside. Fowls came and devoured it up. Number two, some fell among the stony places where they didn't have much earth, and forthwith they sprung up because they had no deepness of the earth. This would have been on not necessarily just mixed with gravel, but more of a part of land that the ground is a solid sheet of rock or multiple large sheets with just a little bit of topsoil on it. You know, most of Warren County is built on a cave, at least the city of McMinnville is. And there are some places you just can't sow because you just go down a foot or two and you've already hit rock. You can't plant. You can't build there. That's kind of where he's thrown some of this. And when the sun was up, the Bible says they were scorched. They had no roots. They withered away. Number three, some fell among thorns. Now, this sower did not just purposely sow among thorns. What would have happened at the end of the previous year's harvest? They would have cut down everything, right? You harvest it, you'd cut down the weeds as well during the winter. The weeds aren't really doing anything. When you go out to sow in the springtime, he would have just sown seed on top of where thorns were getting ready to grow. And so if this was the seed and this was the thorn, they're going to grow at the same time and they're going to kind of become mangled and become one big mess. Because notice, the thorns sprang up and choked them. It's not that they didn't grow. In fact, they grew at a great rate, but the influences of those around it, they destroyed it. But then verse number four, but other fell on the good ground and brought forth fruit, some 100, some 60, some 30-fold. And then the end of the parable, he that has ears, let him hear. Then there's an aside where the apostles, they ask him, what does it mean? Then he begins to explain it, verse 18. But I want you to notice there are four kinds of ground, and we could call them all with the letter C. I want to get to the heart of the matter. Let's look at number one. In verse number four, those are people, because the seed's the word of God, right? The sower is out preaching the gospel. And this is indicative of the different kinds of responses people have when we preach. So number one, people have a closed heart from verse number four. That's the wayside. They're unreceptive. You got somebody in your life? Probably do. If you don't, you're lucky. Got somebody in your life where you can preach and you can encourage and you can show them the goodness and the severity of God and show them the love of God on every page in the Bible, and they love to sit there with their arms crossed, and it's almost like they don't want to give you time of day. So that's a closed heart. But you know what I find interesting? The sower still sowed by the wayside. He didn't say, well, I'm not even going to try it. He still sowed the seed. Don't have a closed heart. Number two, some people have a casual heart. Verses 5 and 6 is what the Bible depicts as the stony ground. There's not much depth. The people with a shallow heart are casual. They're casual in their approach to religion. And I don't mean what they might wear when it comes to worship, but I mean sometimes they serve God, sometimes they don't. If the wind's blowing and if it's not raining, they'll come to church. You know those people. But if it even thinks about raining, they just can't come. They might get wet. Too many people in the world today, dear friends, have a casual approach to religion. And I can't find that kind of religion authorized in New Testament Scripture or Old Testament. When they were living there, it wasn't casual either. So don't have a casual. Don't be shallow. Number three, those among the thorns, that's a crowded heart. A crowded heart. They are too busy. Do you know there's 168 hours in a week? That's it. You don't get an hour more. You don't get an hour less. 168 hours in a week. You know how many hours a week we are here at the Arlington Church of Christ? If you come to all services, and if you just come for when we start, and then you leave as soon as we say amen, is 4 hours. I'm not good at math, but you put 4 over 168 and that divides to not a whole lot. Yet there are some people who claim they're too busy to even give God 4 hours. Sometimes you might spend more time a week sitting in traffic than people are willing to give God. People say, I'm too busy for religion. You're not too busy. You have your priorities wrong. Jesus says, seek first the kingdom of God, Matthew 6:33. If you want to be here, you will. Because some of these people who are too busy, some of these people who are too crowded, have never missed the Warren County Pioneers playing a football game. Or the Vols. Or they have never missed opening season. Or they've never missed a movie. You can put anything in there. Some people have never missed that, but they're too crowded in their lives for religion. Don't be too crowded. Don't be too crowded. Make time for God. Make Him a priority. And then squeeze in other things if you must. But the fourth kind of ground is the compliant ground. It is the compliant. That's the good ground. That is the receptive ground. Now, what I find interesting, if you do history and you study biblical times, the average yield would be 5. So you plant one thing, you get 5 in return. 10 if it's a good year. And every now and then you'd get 15 times your yield. And that you would just think almost a miracle has happened. But notice here what Jesus says the return is. The lowest return, He says, is 30-fold, which doubles what you could ever hope to get if every condition is right. And then 60 is a double of 30, and 100-fold. You know, in Genesis 26 and verse 12, it talks about 100-fold yield one time, which was a miracle. Once you notice today, we'll get about 50 yield. So even then, Christ is saying you could get a better yield than even what we could get today. I want to close out with a simple question. I'm not going to sow physical seed, but we are preaching the Word of God. Tonight, you are one of these 4 C's in a heart. You either have a closed heart, you've shut Him out. Don't be that way. You may have a casual heart. Don't be casual. Have a personal relationship. Be intimate. You may have a crowded heart. Don't be too busy for God. He's not too busy for you. You need to have a compliant heart. Which kind of heart do you have? Dear friends, if you don't have the kind of heart that you want, is your heart right with God? If you can't answer yes, you want to change that.
Reading the Word is hosted by Justin Reed, the minister at the Arlington Church of Christ in McMinnville. The building is located at 2500 Faulkner Springs Road, just 1.2 miles off 70 on the right. Join us for Sunday worship at 9 a.m., Sunday school at 10 a.m., and worship at 11 a.m. with midweek Bible study Wednesday at 7 p.m.
I'm glad to have you along with us here on Reading the Word. Yes, my name is Justin Reed. So delighted that you have spent some time in God's Word with us today, and I hope to do that more in a minute. Now, if you want to listen to this program again anytime online, you can do so at your leisure at readingtheword.net. That's R-E-A-D-I-N-G, readingtheword.net. Click on where it says the radio program. From there, you'll see every episode or every program listed by show number and air date. And this is program 165, The Heart of the Matter. And we just finished talking about that. So if you would like to listen to it again or send it to somebody you know or love, you can do so anytime online. I thought we would spend the remaining moments that you and I have simply reading God's Word. And looks like we'll be able to finish the book of James today. We've been in this for a little while. Let's just read God's Word together. I'll pick up reading James chapter 5 and verse 13. Is any among you afflicted? Let him pray. Is any merry? Let him sing psalms. Is any sick among you? Let him call for the elders of the church and let them pray over him, anointing him with oil in the name of the Lord. And the prayer of faith shall save the sick, and the Lord shall raise him up. If he have committed sins, they shall be forgiven him. Confess your faults one to another, and pray for one another that ye may be healed. The effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. Elias was a man subject to like passions as we are, and he prayed earnestly that it might not rain. And it rained not on the earth by the space of 3 years and 6 months. And he prayed again, and the heaven gave rain, and the earth brought forth her fruit. Brethren, if any of you do err from the truth, and one convert him, let him know that he which converteth the sinner from the error of his way shall save a soul from death, and shall hide a multitude of sins. Thank you for being with us here on Reading the Word. Until next time, may the good Lord bless you, and may he keep you. Please continue to pray, and thank you for listening.
This has been Reading the Word with Justin Reed, the minister at the Arlington Church of Christ on Faulkner Springs Road in McMinnville.